You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
Every time I dial this number, it's either a really good conversation or a really bad conversation, and I love that I never know which way it's going to turn out. I'm joined on the line by spokesperson at the Automobile Association, that is Leighton Beard, to take a look at the latest decision on fuel prices. Good evening, Leighton. Do you have good news for us today?
Good evening, Jimmy. Find me on Saturday after the big rugby game. Let's have a chat then. Hopefully I've got good news for you then as well.
Oh, I'm looking forward to it.
It's good news. The announcement was made a little late today. In fact, it came through about 2 hours ago, the official adjustment. Earlier in the day, the department actually issued a statement saying, please bear with us. We're still waiting for official approval. It was late. The announcement was made late. But it is in line with what the AA projected earlier this month. It's a drop of around 1 rand to both grades of fuel, 99 cents for ULP 93, 105 for ULP 95, which is great news, and then 30 and 20 cents respectively thereabouts for diesel and illuminating paraffin. It's the second petrol price drop, a consecutive petrol price drop this year, which is great news. Combined with the previous month, we're looking at about a 2 rand reduction from the price in April. Very positive, and I think obviously very welcome.
Leighton, I want to play devil's advocate for a bit here. Crude prices are going up. They have been moving up marginally or ever so slightly. We're north of $85 at the moment. The rand isn't looking like it's in the best shape. It's back above 1850. Do we see a turnaround in the new month or in this? I know it's very, very early in the month. We're only 2 days into the month. But are these factors likely to sway us in the direction of not having a third consecutive cut in a row?
Look, as you say, it is very early, and it would be incredibly speculative to say, yes, it's definitely going to continue. International petrol prices, petroleum products are reducing or have reduced quite significantly, and that's the main driver behind the decrease that we're seeing at the moment. The international oil prices and demand in global south, places like Europe and America, is obviously going to play a factor there. At this stage, even if we hold where we are at the moment, it's better than seeing a huge increase. And I think what the indicators are telling us now is that it's probably going to remain relatively stable. I think the big factor that we're looking at now is where exactly is Brent going to end up during the course of this month, and obviously what's going to happen with the currency. We've seen a lot of fluctuations in the currency over the last couple of weeks. And is that going to stabilize to an extent that it makes it a little bit easier to give a more kind of solid outlook? So I think those are the two factors that we're going to be keeping a very keen eye on.
Well, we'll have to keep an eye on those factors, but for now we enjoy the relief. We welcome the relief, and we look forward to Saturday's game because we are, of course, four-time world champions. In case anyone out there has forgotten that, even Ireland included, we'll leave it at that. Thanks so much, Leighton. Look forward to speaking to you soon. Leighton Beard, spokesperson of the Automobile Association, on the fact that fuel prices are coming down just in time for the rugby.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.